Across the channel, the lights of Staten Island glimmered by night, far off and magical. Aside from a trip to the Staten Island Zoo every 3 or 4 years, we never crossed the Kill. You could get to Staten Island easily enough by driving across the Bayonne Bridge, but my family did not own a car, and neither of my parents drove. You could cross by ferry, too. The terminal was only a few blocks from the projects, next to Uncle Milty's amusement park. It was a secret cove a kid could get to by walking along the oil-slick rocks during low tide and slipping around a fence, a grassy little ledge hidden from both the ferry and the street. I liked to go there sometimes, to sit on the grass above the water with a candy bar and some funny books, reading and watching the ferries go back and forth between Bayonne and Staten Island. The boats made frequent crossings. Often one would be coming as the other one was going, and they would pass each other in the middle of the channel. The ferry line operated 3 boats, named the Deneb, the Altair, and the Vega. For me, no tramp steamer or clipper ship could have been any more romantic than those 3 ferries. The fact that they were all named after stars was part of their magic, I think. Although the 3 boats were identical, so far as I could tell, the Altair was always my favorite. Maybe that has something to do with Forbidden Planet.